Today's devotion is based on the scripture of the book of Psalms 105:14. He allowed no one to oppress them. For thy sake he rebuked kings.
Today's prayer. Dearest Father, I thank you that you defend me, though I am unworthy. You rise up to my defense and you battle my foes. I praise you that you rebuke even kings for my sake. You are my fortress and my shelter, my ever-present help in times of trouble. I praise your holy name and I praise you that you sent the King of Kings to die for me. Amen. Today's thought. Think of how many times that God has come to your defense.
Today, defend the oppressed, either in word or thought or in prayer. Jesus told the parable of the end times and the judgment. And he said to the ones on his left, "When did you feed me when I was hungry? When did you clothe me when I was naked? When did you take me in when I was cold? When did you visit me when I was in prison? When did you give me a cup of water when I thirst?" And they looked and thought, and they said, "Lord, when did we see you when you were hungry? And when did we see you in prison? When did we see you thirsty or naked without a coat?" And the Lord said, "If you have done it to the least of these, you have done it to me." So today, if there's no one oppressed in your life, no one oppressed that you can give a kind word to, then drop to your knees and ask God to defend them. Defend those in this world that are oppressed.
Today's treasure can be found in the book of Daniel, chapter 2, verses 20 through 23. Daniel answered and said, "Blessed be the name of God forever and ever, for wisdom and might are His, and He changes the times and the seasons. He removes kings and raises up kings. He gives wisdom to the wise and knowledge to those who have understanding. He reveals deep and secret things. He knows what is in the darkness, and light dwells with Him. I thank you and I praise you, O God of my fathers. You have given me wisdom and might. You've made known to me what we ask of you, for you have made known to us the king's demand." Today in Building Your Spiritual House, we're talking about windows and witnessing. Just as a comforting glow pours out of a home's windows, I pray that your family will shed light on this dark and dying world.
Blessed be the name of the Lord.